County nursing homes generate losses when providing care to Wisconsin Medicaid recipients. Estimated losses are reported to the federal government and the state is reimbursed. John Sauer is director of the Wisconsin Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. He says the state received more money this year than expected. Sauer says under state law, the difference goes to counties. He says that may change with the governor's budget.
The state of Wisconsin would take some of the federal monies that are available helping counties pay for their nursing home care, instead use it to plug holes in the state budget.
The governor's budget would amend state law and divert excess federal funds from county nursing homes. Department of Health Services spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says people need to see the bigger picture.
As Wisconsin receives additional federal funds, some of that money will go back into the Medicaid budget so we don't have to cut benefits for individuals. And on top of it, you're looking at nursing homes receiving an increase in the regular Medicaid payment.
That doesn't soften the blow for Sparta Rolling Hills Rehabilitation Center Administrator Lorianne Grosskopf. She says care will deteriorate at county homes without the money. She adds the state is already getting more than $1 billion in stimulus money to fund Medicaid.
This money could go back to the counties and be able to give these residents a better way of life.
Marquis says the state is trying to do just that. She says the stimulus money will help expand Medicaid coverage so that the state will see reduced costs down the road. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.